With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Development Bank of Namibia reported its loan book has reached 8.5 billion Namibia dollars. However, a recent analysis by the bank shows that only 11% of these loans are directed toward youth and women. It raises concerns about why the percentage is so low and what steps the bank will take to close this gap. DBN Chief Executive for Marketing and Corporate Communication, Jerome Mutumba, explains.
The Development Bank of Namibia is actually a bank that has been established primarily for funding larger infrastructural projects. The financing of SME remains a priority, but it's more like an auxiliary function of the bank. The strategy moving forward, we have actually intentionally created products that are aimed at enticing youth entrepreneurs. We have relaxed certain requirements linked to youth entrepreneurs. We are now working on a tailored product that would also be geared towards enticing women entrepreneurs. And that really, in essence, is what we're trying to address to boost the uptake of loan products in those targeted sectors of our community.
The Minister of Urban and Rural Development, Erastus Utoni, has called on local authorities to provide more affordable land to the National Housing Enterprise to build houses for low-income earners. He also encouraged civilians to use the recently increased 20% housing and transport allowance to buy homes and secure a place of their own.
We have sensitized our local authorities that to make sure that each and every citizens with their different incomes are treated equally. Only when we have land available which is affordable to majority of our society. And then we are saying now NHE and should be now given plots, the very low cost plot, so that NHE can build more houses on a very cheaper price, so that even a person who is earning 5,000 per month or 3,000 per month can afford to buy a plot or to buy a house.
A new UNAIDS report has warned that rising public debt and spending cuts may prevent sub-Saharan Africa from fully funding its HIV response. The region, home to over 25.9 million people living with HIV and AIDS, has reduced new infections by 56% since 2010, but financial challenges now threaten that progress. Eastern and Southern Africa will need nearly $12 billion in 2024. Alone to fund HIV services, increasing to $17 billion by 2030 if infections are not reduced. And former U.S. President Donald Trump says if he loses the election in November, Jewish voters would have a lot to do with that. The Republican presidential candidate made the remarks during a speech at the Israeli-American Council National Summit in Washington. A Pew Research survey found that 69% of registered Jewish voters defined themselves as Democrats.
I wasn't treated properly by the voters who happen to be Jewish. Do they know what the hell is happening? If I don't win this election, and the Jewish people would really have a lot to do with that if that happens, because at 40%, that means 60% of the people are voting for the enemy.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.